Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of Niger Flavor Dear Artist Podcast. My name is Mr. Ejump and I still remain your host. So in today's episode, we'll be talking about a very, very important topic, which is important things to focus on if you want to write a good song. So in today's topic, we'll be talking about the important things you need to focus on if you want to write a good song. As a music artist, you want to write a song that the Nigerian market will definitely appreciate, a song that will be really, really interesting and will be of a very high commercial value in the Nigerian music market. I'm going to be guiding you on the important things you're supposed to focus more on in order to be able to write a very good song. You know, there are so many upcoming music artists that maybe you want to write a song, you don't focus on some key points, some things. Like, whenever I want to do a song, there are things you need to look into because you are bringing it into the Nigerian music market. You want to introduce this song, you want to introduce yourself as a music artist into the Nigerian music market through this song or with this song. So there are things you need to focus more attention on. There are things you need to be more observant about when you're about to write a song. So that's what I'm going to be talking, that's what I'm going to be guiding you on in today's episode. So if you have a song that you want to write, if you have a song you want to make, if you have a song you want to do, you have to focus on these very, very important things, and I will guide you on how you should actually implement them properly and how they can help you get a good song that will be highly commercial in the Nigerian music market. Because if you don't get a highly commercial music, or should I say a song that has a very high commercial value in the Nigerian music market, then promoting the song will not be of high impact, because definitely the music lovers need to appreciate your song before it can get to the next level, before you can make a hit of that song. Yes, so these are things you need to focus on. They are the most important things you need to pay attention to if you want to make a very good and highly commercial song that you can introduce yourself or introduce into the Nigerian music market. So first of all, the melody. Yes, the melody. It's actually the first thing. It's more like a sketch of your song. Melody is more like a sound you make, the whole tone that you make in the process of trying to write a song. More like, let me say, for example, Davido, Jowo. Jojo, my baby Jojo. It's a melody with lyrics. So the melody of the song is more like you understand? That's more like the melody. So you get the melody before you infuse lyrics. That's actually my best advice when it comes to writing a song. That's more like the first step. Get a good melody first, then you can infuse lyrics into the melody. Many artists do write lyrics before they infuse melody into the song. It's quite good, but achieving the melody first will go a long way, will go a better way, because getting down the lyrics down before infusing the lyrics, it will create a lot of limitation for that lyrics. A lot of limitation for the melody. So now you're trying to infuse a melody that will suit the lyrics. So that way, you will find out that it can be kind of difficult and it will limit the range, or should I say the extent by which you can go with the melody. So to me, I feel it will be best if you get satisfied with the melody first of all. You need to get a very good melody, then infuse lyrics into it. That's exactly how I think it will go well. For the first step, you get you come up with a very good melody. The melody should be very, 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 very interesting, should be pleasant, should be something you yourself should enjoy. You shouldn't just come up with something just because you feel you can just, let me just do this. You just want to do this. You need to be sure that it has a very, very, that it's highly pleasant. You need to enjoy it. You need to bust your own brain with the whole melody. You need to like make sure you do the best, bring out the best out of the melody. Then when you have the melody, then you infuse lyrics into the melody. Now you write down the lyrics and you make sure the lyrics goes well with the melody of the song. Like punchline, the last phrases of your lyrics should, let me say, go accordingly, should kind of rhyme. That way to be kind of outstanding and really, really, really pleasant. And yeah, lyrics. Now you have a good lyrics. Now you need a very good beat. When it comes to beat, now based on the Nigerian music market, the Nigerian commercial music market, it's best to get an Afro beat. It should be more of an Afro kind of beat. Whether Afro pop, whether Afro beat, whether Afro R&B, Afro hip hop. It should just be more of the Afro infusion. If you are the hip hop kind of artist, like I already said in one of our previous episodes, you need to make sure if you want to produce or introduce a very high commercial value song into the Nigerian music market, then you should make sure you infuse Afro into the genre of music you're introducing yourself with into the Nigerian music market. If you are the hip hop kind of artist, then you need to infuse Afro so that you should have a very high commercial value in the Nigerian music market. Yes, your beat. You need to make sure your beat is really, really if you are doing Afro, make sure it's the kind of beat that has a very nice groove. When I mean groove, I mean that you can groove to, you can nod your head to, you can dance to a point, understand? You can move your body to, because Nigerians appreciate such kind of beats. So these three things are the most important thing you need to pay attention to whenever you are doing a song. Now, so far you are focusing more of your attention into introducing a song with high commercial value, then melody, outstanding melody. Make sure your melody is very, very sweet. Your melody, you understand, something like that. Then when you've achieved that, and whenever you are doing the melody, you should just do more. Start like get a melody for your chorus, sub-chorus and chorus. Then infuse your lyrics into the sub-chorus and chorus. Then your verse can be something you can work with. Chorus first, sub-chorus, sub-chorus, then chorus, sub-chorus, chorus. That's the chorus before the main chorus. Sub-chorus, more like the bridge to the chorus. Then your verse. Get a nice melody along line with infuse a very good lyrics to it. Then your beat. Like I said, your melody of a song should be outstanding, should be very sweet. The lyrics of a song should be really outstanding. It depends on the message you are delivering. It depends on what you are dishing out. So that's where it will depend when it comes to your lyrics. I can't actually just tell you what to say in your song and all. It all depends on you. Depends on the message you're passing out. If you are preaching love, if you're singing a love kind of song, you're doing Afro R&B, then it should work with your lyrics. If you want to maybe preach about humanity, your lyrics should be able to do that. If you want to just give an Afro a club and vibe, your lyrics should also do that. But you should make sure your lyrics has a very, very interesting content. Yes, make sure your lyrics has a very, very interesting content. It should be something, it should contain more of the kind of lyrics that Nigerians will definitely love. Like these days in the Nigerian music market currently, the music lovers tend to pay previously, back in the days of Terry G. Then Nigerian music lovers doesn't really pay attention to the lyrics of song. It's just all about give me beat, let me dance. But these days, lyrics now plays a very big role in song, in music production, in songs. You need to speak something to your artist. You need to say something, even if it's club, you need to say something. If not to wine, you want wine, all those kind of things. Understand? You need to just say something. If it's R&B, you need to sing something. It should go with your message. The lyrics of your song should go with your message. You should not sing outside your message. So you are communicating to your listeners. So you make sure you maintain their attention by not swerving out of the current message which you are passing out with your song. So, and when you're doing your lyrics, you should make sure your lyrics, when you are doing your chorus for the song, when it comes to the lyrics, you should make sure the lyrics is really catchy. Same thing applies to the melody. When you've gotten the melody and you're coming up with the lyrics, you should make sure it's catchy. It's a catchy song. Because music lovers get, when your song tend to be the kind of catchy song, it gets so attached to the mouths of the listeners to a point that they sing along alone. They sing to the song alone. Catchy song gets its own way of reaching to the music lovers, and that's where you are getting an edge. That's why most times you hardly see places where freestyle song make hits in the Nigerian music market. That's one of the major reasons, because they are not catchy. It's just more, let me say, interesting to hear and listen, and that's it. So you need to make sure your song is really, really catchy. When I mean catchy, I mean what I mean by catchy is this. You do the kind of song that is easy to memorize, easy to sing along with, understand? So all those kind of songs, like music lovers can sing along. Jojo, whoa, my baby Jojo, whoa, my baby Jojo, understand? Dangote, 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 still they find more. You understand? All those, just something, it should be catchy, something the music lover, just listening to it, many music lovers will not even know when they start singing along. They won't even know when they are singing to the song. So just make sure your song has the kind of has a simple lyrics that can be easily memorized, has a very, very easy, interesting and easy to catch on to lyrics. Yes, you should actually focus on that, and it will definitely help. So, and another thing, the third one is the beat. You need to make sure this falls to the hand of your producer. If you are using a free beat, you are using a premium beat, or your producer is making the beat for you, make sure the beat has more of Afro. When I mean have more of Afro, I mean it has more of the Afro combination. Like Afro beats are mostly the kind of beat that has more of the whole bongo, thumbnail, shake, all these African instruments, all those kind of things. It's actually the style of music that sells. That's the style of beat that gets its way to the Nigerian music lovers' heart. So you need to get a very, very nice Afro kind of beat. If you're an R&B artist, if you're an R&B artist, infuse your song with the Afro vibe. You yourself, while you sing, you infuse the Afro vibe. While your producer make the beat, while producer is making the beat, or if you have the beat, you can just work on the beat. Your producer can work on the beat and make the beat have more of the Afro vibe. So just infuse it more with the Afro. Just infuse it more with the Afro vibe. And this way, these are actually the important things that will definitely guide you in writing a very good song that will sell in the Nigerian music market. Like I said, the melody of the song should be very, very, very sweet, interesting, and pleasant. Secondly, the lyrics of a song should be very interesting, should have a message that is passing on to the music lovers and the listeners, should not swerve out of the message, and should be catchy. Same thing applied to the melody of the song. Then your beat should have more of the Afro vibe attached to it. Yes. So these are the three important things you should focus on when you are writing a song in order to get a very good song that will actually make it to the heart of the Nigerian music lovers. Yes. So thank you, and this is the end of today's episode of Naija Flavor Dear Artist podcast. I really, really appreciate you for paying attention, for following this podcast ever since we launched it. I thank you for listening to today's podcast, and I really hope that this podcast so far has been of big time help to your music career, and it's actually taking you to another level. So applying all you've understood so far from our podcast show and applying them into your music career, you will find out that wow, your career is going to another level. The music level, you'll find out that it will play a very, very big, huge impact in your life as a music artist. So once again, I appreciate you for your time. I thank you for listening, and you'll hear from me next week. It's a brand new episode. So thank you and have a wonderful day.